An adolescent health researcher says parents should not panic about the earlier onset of puberty in their children because the latest science suggests that the average age of puberty will not continue to drop. But an Australian study found that people who go through puberty early are more likely to have had emotional and behavioural problems in preschool years. Sarah Dingle has our report.
While you may be nostalgic for your youth, few would actually want to go through puberty again. Today, new Australian research has found that the younger you are when it starts, the more likely you are to suffer from mental health or behavioural problems. The study, published in the Journal of Adolescent Health, also found those problems could predate the early onset of puberty and could even show up in preschool.
We still don't know whether early puberty kicks off these behaviours or whether the behaviours kick off early puberty.
Professor Kate Steinbeck is the Medical Foundation Chair in Adolescent Medicine at the University of Sydney. She says while the research is interesting, it covered instances where puberty was reported by the parents, not established through biological markers.
Females who have an earlier puberty tend to have more anxiety, depression, eating disorders. Of course, menarche, or the first period, is a late puberty event, and it doesn't exactly tell us when that young woman's puberty started.
That, according to Professor Steinbeck, begs the question, what triggers puberty? And the answer is far from simple.
There have been a lot of theories as to why this might be happening. The obvious one is that we have better health, better nutrition, and certainly in girls, overweight certainly does seem to be linked in to an earlier onset of puberty. Perhaps a role for what are called endocrine disruptors, which are chemicals, pollutants in the environment that mimic hormone activity. There is no evidence that this is truly part of the problem, but it's one thought.
Recent studies in the US show that the onset in puberty for boys or girls, as judged by the change in testicle size or the breasts, is now occurring a year earlier than it was two decades ago. One study found 14% of girls between the ages of 8 and 9 now have breast buds. But Professor Steinbeck says there's no call for parents to panic.
There is a great deal of panic that this might just continue inexorably downhill, and that the age of menarche, the first period, will get younger and younger. The data at the moment would suggest that this is flattening off.
Now, Professor Steinbeck is halfway through a study of adolescent health based in central New South Wales. She's examining whether there are any common trends in how people experience puberty, which can last from 2 to 5 years.
We hypothesise that there are probably some basic patterns of puberty. Those who are quick, those who are slow, those who are a bit stop-start, those who are smoother in their passage through puberty.
Professor Steinbeck says her study involves around 350 adolescents and will be finished in 3 years' time.
Sarah Dingle reporting.